This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student-athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are The Morning Shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan, Garrett Chapman filling in for Dylan as he was at the Eagles game last night. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today, and start packing. How hard of a time are we going to give Dylan when he gets back?
Hard.
You guys are going to see him before I am.
Sunday.
No, I won't see him. I'll talk see him to him.
You'll talk to him, though. Yeah.
He'll be in here with me and Grant on Sunday. And we'll get to talk to him, and I'll, you know.
Great. Dylan's just such a nice dude.
I know.
That it's, like, hard to give him too hard of a time because he just wears it.
I know.
You know what I mean? You're like, yes, God, Eagles fan. No, man, I'm really, you know, it's I'm like, dude, you don't have to wear it. You can argue.
It's just a joke now, but, like, I understand. Like, I understand he loves his girlfriend. He's happy. He goes to games with her because that's what – that makes her happy. I get it. But it doesn't mean I'm not going to give you hell about it.
Is there anything with y'all's significant other that you completely split ways on like that, like they do with fandom? Because, my wife and I both went to Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Taylor Swift.
But you're like, you don't dislike Taylor Swift.
I don't know. I just don't want to hear any of your music. I just don't like her music.
Okay.
Well, I don't hate her. Like, I can tolerate it, right? Yeah. So, I don't know.
Mine is definitely TV shows.
Really?
Oh, dude, we have to really work hard to find something we both want to watch. Really, work hard.
That's probably a good one, like the housewife stuff.
Yes, dude. Oh, my gosh.
And you know what's funny is I've watched Teen Mom with Amy. We've watched, I even watched a little bit of the Kardashians with her early in our existence. I can't do the housewife.
Dude.
Because
no? So
it's
bad.
Look, I know that my voice annoys people. I get it. My voice annoys me when I hear it back. But the reality is these shrill just screaming and then the bleeps mixed in and it's just like it just – and the New Jersey housewife show,
oh, dude.
That's the worst of them all.
You know what my thing is with Allie? In real life, when you – like in real life, you just don't hang out with those people.
No, you don't. I mean? No, you don't.
But they have – under a TV contract, they have to put them all together.
Well, and I've been watching these shows since I was – younger. And sure. So like when watching those, I thought that was reality. And so like now in adulthood, I'm like, oh, people don't behave. They don't act this way.
So it's eventually going to turn into real life Golden Girls.
Right.
You're just going to keep going for like 20 or 30 more years.
I can get Grant on the 90 Day Fiance boat for a moment. Like he won't sit down and be like, yes, let's watch it. But he'll be okay if I put it on. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. That's kind of how it was the other day when I told you that Lindsay's she won't watch reality around me, but the other day she turned on the Amazon show, the Summer I Turned Pretty. Is that what it's called?
Oh, okay, yeah.
She turned it on because I won't let her watch reality, but she's like, it's in like season 3. And I was like, hey, did you finally leave that guy? She's like, I knew it. I knew you were listening. I'm like, oh, okay, I'll just check. They didn't belong together. That was good. Glad she did that.
Can we talk about the concept of that show real quick? I mean, it's a girl who goes to, like, she's all of a sudden becomes pretty, and then she's, like, deciding between two brothers and everything, and it's like she has relationships with both of them, and I'm like, that's so weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah, my fiance is like, she's obsessed with it. She loves it. She's rewatched it all, like in between seasons and everything.
It's very weird.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, it's really weird.
Amy was watching that Marry a Farmer or whatever.
Oh,
the other day.
What is it called? Farmer wants a wife.
Yeah, some of that. I think it might have been
real.
Yeah, yeah, I've actually interviewed one of the contestants from that show. She was super nice.
And I really do think that it was like an old season or whatever. But nonetheless, I was up there fixing food, and I was like, "The hell are you watching?"
They send all these city girls out to like see if they could marry a farmer.
Sounds like a spoof. Sounds like a Saturday Night Live skit.
I wonder if any of those relationships will work out. Real quick before we get to Life of Squid, this is the last time we get to talk as the morning shift before the Falcons game goes down on Sunday. Any final thoughts or forever hold your peace?
Well, Mike and I were just doing our, I was doing my underdog fantasy picks, right? And the higher and lower. And if you don't know, you can go to underdog and you can use my promo code Bo, it's BEAU. But, we were doing over the Kyle Pitts. They had the Kyle Pitts. The even money on Kyle Pitts receiving yards is 38.5.
Yeah.
And we were just kind of looking at what could Kyle Pitts realistically do? Like, what is a realistic expectation for him in receiving yards? Because, you know, we were thinking about, going higher. Higher than 30.5, I think, would be a good play, but just how high?
Yeah, and we have the note on here that he caught 13 passes for 179 and two touchdowns in last year's wins. So nearly a third of his yards and half the total touchdowns for the season came against the Buccaneers. It just feels like week one, Kyle Pitts is fresh. You can hit him with some matchup situations. Maybe that's a good look at it. I would be curious, and this kind of goes along with that conversation. And I've said this a couple times this week. I want to see intermediate passing game. I'm going to get off the high horse of saying I'd love to see a pulling guard. It's just it's not going to happen. All right, so I'm going to stop saying that so much. But I'd like to see intermediate passing game. We know Michael Penix can hit the deep balls down the field off play action. We know he's extremely accurate, one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the league throwing deep. Can he hit the crossing routes? Can he hit the bench routes? Things like that. That's what I want to see. That'll be one of my biggest indicators.
Really pains me now is every time I see a guard pull, I think about you, and it just drives me nuts. I'm like, dude, I watch too much football.
You're welcome.
But no, it's because I was like, somewhere Mike can't stand up.
Yeah, and we got to be the only team in the freaking NFL. We got to be the only team in the NFL that doesn't pull guards. I'll just say that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Allie just gets so excited when a guard pulls.
Such good stuff. A little bit of Wham, a little bit of Trap. Let's go.
I've been using Baron Burton's breakfast sauce too all week because I've been I had all that meat left over, and I've been eating tacos because we did it for tacos. Oh. And the verde is So good with tacos. All right. I did a tease. What? Why are you laughing?
Nothing, man. Go ahead.
I did the tease earlier. Oh, by the way.
Ding.
Did y'all see Little John got third place in a bodybuilding competition?
Good for him.
I mean.
How does he? Is he 50?
He's 50 54.
Good for him, man.
Good for him.
Yeah, it's never too late to achieve your goals.
You know what? What
I
mean?
I love that. I love that story, man.
Okay.
All right. Be whoever you want to be in this life.
I thought it was pretty cool. And I'm a big Lil Jon fan. I don't know if y'all knew that. I really am. Seriously, I love Lil Jon Esau Boys. I'm serious. Like, I know y'all are looking at me
nobody's questioning you.
You're looking at me like I have
nobody
three heads
said
right now. Well, you didn't say anything back either.
I'm still wondering about you eating those tacos all week.
I put green sauce on the breakfast sauce too. A little cheese, a little sour cream. So good.
Keep going.
All right. The Seahawks will have undercover law enforcement officers wearing opposing team jerseys at Lumen Field this season in an effort to quickly detect and address illegal and unruly fan behavior. Don't know why I'm putting emphasis on certain words, but it was like the thing to do. So that's the whole thing. They're basically having a sting operation, and it's kind of crazy. They're looking for over intoxication and other signs of alcohol or substance abuse or impairment.
They're looking for the vapors.
Offensive language or obscene gestures, to include the use of such language or gestures concerning a person's race, ethnicity, color, gender, religion, creed, disability, age, sexual orientation, gender identity.
We get the point.
Interference with the progress
looking
of the game.
Looking for people that
like
are being mean to one another.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Does that mean if I take offense, if you say like GD or something, I take offense to that, I can have you?
I don't know.
I can have you reported?
I think you know what they're looking for.
If you fail to follow instructions of
what's the damn question?
Stadium personnel. Shut up, big voice. This is not that segment, and I'm not on that show, and I can talk as long as I want now. And Mike Bell's not going to stop me. All right.
And land the plane.
So basically, do you think that they should be doing this?
I in a past life I would have hated this. This is what I came to
you. But
using.
Now you
in
have
past
kids.
Life I would have hated it, but now I have kids.
Yeah.
And now I have kids, and I want to think that my kids can safely go to a football game without hearing the F word come out every 3 minutes and have two people get in a fight two rows down. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
My son, who was 5, would be scarred for life if he were to see something like that. And I've seen videos of that kind of thing. So, yeah, I'm actually on board with this now. 10 years ago, I'd be like, this is ridiculous. Now, you know what, man? Just don't be doing the wrong thing in the crowd. You'll be fine.
I get it. I just think they'll stand out a little bit more than what they're thinking.
You think they'll stand out like a sore thumb?
Like an air marshal on a plane, yes.
Well, I don't know. In Seattle, maybe not. As soon as it starts getting cold, you're wearing like 8 layers and a jersey.
Yeah.
And some, a beanie.
But you can tell when someone's not watching the game for enjoyment. They're just standing there, arms crossed, like looking around.
But that's the whole bit. They've got to be undercover.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
They've got to do this like it's 21 Jump Street. Wear the gear, have fun, have maybe a beer around and kind of, don't drink it, obviously, I guess. Maybe. I don't know. But like they got to do it kind of in line with all that. They just can't go there and look like a,
I doubt they can drink it because I don't think you'd ever get that trial through court.
No.
They were like, I saw him drinking beer right before.
I was undercover.
He was drinking too.
It was water. I swear. It was the deer park.
All right. That's going to do it for
us. I'm not on trial here. You are.
For Mike, Bo, Garrett, Dylan, who's in Philly, and myself, Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
Falcons rise up.
Stay cool, Atlanta.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Moms, dads, are you the parent of a student athlete? Do you want to know how to get the most out of youth sports? If so, listen to the Next Pitch podcast to give you the tools to raise an aspiring athlete. It's not simple, but we talk straight and give you the best insight there is when it comes to youth sports. We'll cover everything from nutrition and training to mental toughness and teamwork. It's a podcast you can listen to together with your kids so everyone can benefit. Follow Next Pitch on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to podcasts.